Hello and welcome to Ignite, podcast number 7. I'm so happy to have you here. I hope that you are enjoying life and making the most of each day. I know I am. I am especially feeling grateful these days for the little things that make a difference to my well-being. So make sure you're taking care of you and putting time aside each day to nourish your body, mind, and spirit. Really important, because you are a beautiful soul and worth the effort. I'm actually thinking of doing a future podcast on self-care, so watch this space. So let's get into today's podcast, Surviving Narcissism. It's quite a raw topic to discuss, I have to say, because nothing about narcissism is pleasant. Nothing, full stop. And I have noticed that there has been this phenomenon around the amount of people that I have come into contact with who have also been affected by a narcissist or two. Once we open the conversation, others will do the same, which is great because I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. Because unfortunately, there is a stigma around this kind of abuse because being a victim causes so much pain and we end up believing it is our fault and that we should somehow have been smarter and have known better. But the common denominator is usually that most victims of narcissists had been blindsided. Let's get this straight. So basically, we can go for years without even knowing we've been manipulated, and usually it's too late and the damage has already been done. I certainly am no expert on this topic, and I won't claim to be, but what I can share is my overall experience, which seems to match the experience of other women who have shared their stories. So if you want to learn more about narcissism, there are plenty, I'm talking plenty of books on the market to read. And I actually encourage you to do a bit of reading just so you can inform yourself and have a better understanding of how the narcissist operates. I think I reckon it was like 3 books on the topic of narcissism in 2 days. What I did is I bought some Kindle versions, which can be downloaded to your device in seconds. I found the books that I read to be really beneficial and the authors really put things into perspective for me. I've added these book titles into the description of this podcast. So if you're interested in exploring in more detail, I do encourage you to delve deeper and do some reading, particularly on gaslighting, which is the main tactic that narcissists will use. I just think it's wonderful to have this platform where we can freely share information, and this is the reason why I decided to do this podcast. I think that anything that is going to assist another individual is a good thing, especially when it helps us realize that we are not alone. And that's really important, to know that we're not alone. So I also just want to make it very clear, because this is really important too, that if you are experiencing any kind of abuse that affects your safety and welfare, I urge you to seek professional help and guidance immediately. That's really important, okay? So the first thing I want to reiterate is it's not your fault. I cannot stress this enough. It's not your fault. If we are to move forward and heal from our wounds, the first step is to honor ourselves by accepting that fact. that it wasn't our fault. None of it. Period. Narcissists do not walk around with warning signs. Wouldn't it be great if they did? They can be anyone. They can be your husband, your boyfriend, your lover, your mother, your father, your sibling. It can be your boss, your colleague. The list goes on. They do not publicly advertise their narcissistic behavior. We can go for years being in a narcissistic relationship and not even know it. But what we will know is that something isn't quite right. That's for sure. These relationships offer us nothing more than confusion because the narcissist loves to move the goalposts. So what I'm trying to say, in other words, they're always changing their mind. One day it's this, the next it's that, and our life becomes blurred. So any relationship that confuses us is bad news. We never seem to be able to do or say the right thing. You know, the right thing? Everything is wrong in their eyes. Whatever we put forward, they will deliberately say or do the complete opposite. And when we question their motives, they gaslight. So gaslighting is abuse on an emotional and psychological level. And one of the books that I read by author Don Barlow, and I have put these titles in the notes as well, if you're interested in having another, in having a read. He states in his book titled Gaslighting and the Narcissistic Abuse Recovery, he goes on to say that someone who gaslights another person, such as a child, partner, or family member, wants to make that person question their sanity, memories, or perception of reality. The author Barlow also goes on to say that a successful attempt at gaslighting ends with one person telling the other what's real, what their opinion should be, and what they remember. So when I was gaslighted by my perpetrator, I felt completely disenabled. It affected me on such a deep level, and there were days where I had to take days off work just so I could get my head back to normal again. I felt really confused and I questioned my own reality. So gaslighting absolutely is relentless, and when you're actually in the middle of it, it messes with your head. I remember a time when the gaslighting was so bad, it made me feel so vulnerable and I was actually scared. So look, there is no doubt that this is a form of psychological abuse, and it's definitely an intention to harm another. The narcissist wants to confuse you, to put you off guard, and they will stop at absolutely nothing. And another thing, if you think that you will get any remorse from the narcissist, then think again. It's not going to happen anytime soon. So what we can spend a long time being gaslighted and not even realize until one day we realize. We realize our reality and that we were just living in a relationship that didn't make sense. And it can be during a relationship, and it can be after a relationship when the relationship breaks down, where we have this kind of aha moment and everything starts to make sense, and the realization comes that, oh, well, I'm not crazy after all. Well, I hope we come to this realization, because we're not crazy. And another thing that I will remind you is that it's not your fault. So it's a terrible situation to be in, because like I mentioned, there will be no remorse, and that's really difficult when you're looking for that, and you're looking for some kind of compassion and empathy that just is not happening. With me, I was left with nothing. I'm talking nothing. Not even, I was not even given the opportunity to talk it out. Narcissists are selfish. They're selfish individuals who will only see their point of view. There is no give and take and no mutual respect. And this is why it is so, so challenging to move on. What we are left with is confusion and a deep sense of feeling used and abused. I know with myself, the anger and hurt that I felt was unbearable. I felt really angry, and at times I actually felt enraged, because you feel a bit out of control. I felt like a fool just for the mere fact of being taken advantage of and accepting the narcissistic behavior towards me. So thank goodness I know it wasn't my fault and I wasn't crazy. And I think that's important to come to that conclusion. So there is also the possibility that close family and friends will doubt you and instead believe and take the side of the narcissist. You don't want to associate yourself with these people, and they are not for you. Unfortunately, the narcissist has already done the work, already done the damage. So no matter what you say, these people will not believe you and instead believe the narcissist. So when a narcissist is exposed, so are the people around them. The shadows come out from the darkness and everything will come to light. It's really a painful experience, but it is also a liberating one. Mutual friends, family that you have known for years can turn on you, because the narcissist has already done the dirty work behind your back. And these people have only been given one side of the story. The narcissist will lie through their teeth to make you look bad and for them to look like a saint. I've been there, I know. And like I said, I'm not an expert. I'm talking from experience. And I'm talking from experience of other women who I've spoken to. So the narcissists, they will always discredit you. Goodness knows what they've said. They've done the nasty work, and their charm will have others believe in their make-believe stories, because they are make-believe. So I'll come back to the author Barlow again. He wrote, "A practice gaslighter has a public and a private face." And he goes on to say, "To the mind of the narcissist, if they're nice to everyone else and only mean to their partner, the partner will have no one to turn to for help and support. It can actually become quite surreal, this whole experience, because we are left with all these emotions and feelings that we have to deal with. I know two of the strong emotions that I felt was deceit and mistrust with the whole situation, because everything I thought was real was overturned on its head. It was definitely a huge wake-up call for me. It's can be like living in a horror movie, actually, to be honest, because we feel alone. Because there's nothing more we can say or do to change the situation. and realize there is nothing more to say, nothing more to do because it's over. And really, the only thing we have left to do is commence the process of healing. So let's not forget this part, because I'm all for empowerment. I cannot do this podcast without reminding you that you have everything, everything inside of you, all the tools to pick yourself up, and you can pick yourself up as many times as you need to. Okay, it doesn't matter. You can do this. You're not alone. And there have been many, many women who have gone before you that have healed from this trauma. Take this strength and use it to your advantage. And this is where we move from victim and become the victor. We can do this. I've done it. It's liberating. The road to healing can begin once we realize that we have been a victim to narcissism. I mean, look, it can take years of narcissistic abuse before we actually realize what's happening, and that's okay. Our reality is shattered. We question who we are. We question who they are. It consumes us. We feel sad and withdrawn. And let's not forget the anger as well, because there will be anger, and that's normal. It's normal to feel angry. It's a normal process for healing to take place. Please remember that. So we can begin our healing journey. It's only when we become aware of the situation. Absolutely, it can be scary. It can be frightening to find out that the person we trusted has deceived us. And we feel silly. I think this is the main thing too, really, honestly. We tend to feel really silly for not seeing it for what it was. And we beat ourselves up for this. And that's normal as well. But don't stay in that headspace for too long. It's important to feel things, absolutely. But then we need to move on, because it's not our fault, okay? It's normal to beat ourselves up, but we need to move on from that as well. So an important part also is to distance ourselves from the narcissist. Cut ties if you can. Always safety first, all right? Because there is no room for communicating with a narcissist once you know the truth. Once a narcissist, always a narcissist. We cannot change them, unfortunately. Wouldn't be good if we could. But we should never try, because we will only be wasting our time. I cannot emphasize this enough, because there is no amount of reasoning that will make the narcissist change their ways. There is no amount of arguing, no amount of comeback or understanding. It's a painful situation, and I believe when the time is right, we all get to a stage where we say to ourselves, enough is enough. So this is the time where you should be building your network and communicating with trusted people. So important. This is your tribe. Talk to people you can trust. Not the ones that will doubt and question you. Build that support network and talk it out by spending time with the people you love, people who love you and support you. Like I said, this is your tribe. You will heal. and surely recognize that the power has been inside of you all of this time. With what you know now, your renewed empowerment will allow you to move forward with dignity and respect. You recognize your spirit and act accordingly. You are strong. You are strong. You are a strong and empowered individual. You move forward with grace. You are strong and your willpower and faith is unshakable. Tap into your flow and begin to create a new chapter just for you. You have all the wisdom and knowledge. You do. And now you have taken a challenge and made it into a life lesson. Yeah, of course, we acknowledge what has happened. It is a part of us. Absolutely. But we also acknowledge the freedom it gives us. You know why we go through these experiences, but what I do know is that we are never faced with anything that we cannot deal with. It's our innate ability to survive in times of challenge. We can take a painful experience and turn it into something beautiful for ourselves. We have the power to choose our outcome and create a better life for ourselves. So this is a time for growth and renewal as we come out of winter and into spring and see things from a different perspective. We honor our beauty and we acknowledge that life is a journey and a beautiful journey at that. I actually encourage you to listen to my latest podcast meditation, which is titled Seasons. It's a beautiful short and sweet meditation, which goes through the different cycles of the seasons and how it pertains to us and how we change like the seasons as well. So I encourage you to just have a listen to that. It's very short. I think it's only like 10 minutes or so. So it's not a lot of time out of your life. So give it a go if you haven't already. I encourage you to. So, and also remember, take time to nurture yourself, whatever that looks like for you. Make yourself that priority each day by giving yourself the opportunity to heal. And you need to heal at your own pace. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Heal at your own pace, however long that has to take. But just remember, don't beat yourself up about the situation. You're moving forward constantly. Ebb and flow, that's change. Ebb and flow of life is inevitable. It's part of being human. It's part of the human experience. So you will recognize your strength and your wisdom as you grow and as you heal. And you realize that no matter what happens, you are free to choose the life that you want and by your rules. Your rules. You are a kind soul. You've got this. And as always, may the fire within me ignite the pilot light within you, and may the fire within you ignite the pilot light within me. Thank you and God bless.